This was not how Tennessee education officials hoped the first day for online testing would go. What's described as a major outage occurred just as many students logged on this morning, leading the state to suspend further testing. School leaders have voiced concerns about just this kind of thing happening. At the end of January, the 1,000 students at Republic Charter Schools in Nashville took a practice test on the new system, and it crashed. Founder Ravi Gupta sent a letter to state officials, who responded by saying the problem was fixed. But after today's problems, Gupta says he'd prefer to just use the backup pencil and paper version.
As much as we believe in this test and how much of an improvement it is on previous tests, we can't in good conscience sacrifice that much instructional time, keep trying a test on a platform that just should have been designed better.
There are a lot of "we told you so" kind of statements coming out now. The Tennessee Education Association calls the system problems unacceptable, considering the stress and anxiety that already surround the high-stakes assessments. The union is reiterating its call for this year's scores to not be held against teachers, who are now judged in part on test results. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.